Veronica Lukin saw a vision of terrorists traveling on their way to New York City. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news today.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolscheid.
We go to the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. We turn to the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 24, verses 3 through 14, quote, "And as Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, 'Tell us when these things are to happen, and what will be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world?' And in answer Jesus said to them, 'Take care that no one leads you astray, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and they will lead many astray. For you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. Take care that you do not be alarmed, for these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be pestilence and famines and earthquakes in various places. But all of these things are the beginnings of sorrows. Then they will deliver you up to the tribulation, and will put you to death, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will fall away, and will betray one another, and will hate one another. And many false prophets will arise, and will lead many astray. And because iniquity will abound, the charity of many will grow cold. But whoever perseveres to the end, he shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world for a witness to all nations, and then will come the end." Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lukin at Bayside, New York, from 1970 to 1994. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and prophecies from God the Father in heaven of great events that are to happen and are happening right now. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instructions. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on October 1, 1988. We start at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
I see a road. It looks like a normal country road, but it leads to a city, a great city. I would say from the buildings that the city looks like New York. But I see there are very sinister-looking characters walking down the road, nonchalantly but carrying bags. Within those bags there are submachine guns. Yes, my child, Jesus is pointing in anger at what he sees. I see murder ahead now, my child, in your city of New York. Many shall be mowed down. It is an attack by a communist nation. No, my child, you do not need to know at this time the name of this nation, for it will soon be known when the captors are picked up. The Federal Bureau of Investigation will hear of this, my child, and they will try to stop them. These interlopers, upon the serenity of the United States, have dark skins. They are not from this nation, but they come from a presently warring nation. It is their object to destroy all and cause chaos in the city of New York. With their plans, there will be bombs placed in strategic places, and many shall die at the hands of these ruffians. My child and my children, and my child Veronica, I brought you here this evening and relieved you of your major suffering the last few days in order for you to be upon your feet. There is much that has to be said. One big reason for permitting this disaster in New York would be the abortion mills throughout the city and the country. Much of your money from the world's capitals arrive in New York. These monies are being gathered to start another war. There is a group in your nation called the Illuminati. They are made up of the major money holders, and for money they have sold their souls and the souls of thousands. My child and my children, pray a constant vigilance of prayer. Keep this going throughout the United States and all other nations of the world, for there is little time left. Soon, in the plans of the Eternal Father, he shall set forth and allow to come upon mankind a great money disaster. In this way, it will prove to you that the disaster back in the 1920s, my children, was as nothing compared to what will happen now. I talk of a great depression coming upon mankind. This is well planned by those in control and should hit your country, the United States and Canada, within the next 2 years. Can this be stopped, my child? Anything can be if we can reach the people in time. However, I am not optimistic, my child, at the murders and the two men in particular that are now over here in the United States and using expressions like casing the places. That, my child, means to look and see and report. Oh, look up there, my child. You have to look. Look closely and repeat what you see.
In a moment, we'll continue with Veronica's vision. You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. We have discovered an extraordinary video titled, I Am the Living Bread. For 2,000 years, the Roman Catholic Church has taught that the Most Blessed Sacrament contains the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In His Eucharistic presence, Jesus lives among us as one who loves us and gave Himself up for us. He said, I am with you all days, even to the consummation of the world. This video is an up-close and personal look at how the lives of the people in San Antonio, Texas, have been dramatically touched by their devotion to Jesus in the Most Blessed Sacrament through Eucharistic adoration. Their compelling stories will inspire you to a more intimate relationship with our beloved Savior. It tells of extraordinary graces and blessings that people are receiving and how adoration programs in over 65 churches in the San Antonio Diocese are transforming the area. This film is a profound, moving testimony of the enormous graces, blessing, mercy, love that the people like you and me are receiving from Jesus in the most blessed sacrament. It's a personal witness of what Jesus can do for you in your life. Order it now. Show it to your family, friends, relatives, and non-Catholic friends too. Also, to your priest and pastors. Send $20 today plus $4.50 shipping and handling to These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. You may use your MasterCard, Visa, American Express, and call 616-698-6448. The name of this tremendous video is I Am the Living Bread. For $20 plus $4.50 shipping and handling. In the past week, the number of holy hours before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament increased by 52 for a grand total of 41,824 holy hours pledged in the next year. We ask everyone to pray that the miraculous spring will erupt at St. Robert Bellarmine Church at Bayside, New York, and Our Lady will appear over the old church building very soon, as she has promised. Also, please pray there will be many generous supporters to help keep Our Lady of the Roses prophecies on this radio station. And now we have a story about a Satanist in the Eucharist. The ex-Satan worshiper Betty Brennan, in speaking to a Pentecostal prayer group, gives us a different sort of a testimony to the importance of Jesus in the Most Blessed Sacrament. She says, For years I have persecuted the church. When I left and went back to the church, I picked the Roman Catholic Church because every satanic ritual is a takeoff on the Roman Catholic sacraments. They, the Satanists, know that the Eucharist is, if everybody here and everybody that came into a renewal understood the sacrament of the Eucharist, the Word in flesh, they would not end up here in a Pentecostal church with a relationship with a book. How can you leave a sacramental church and go to another denomination and follow a word, a book? The Word is Jesus Christ, brings to you the Word in flesh, the Eucharist. Do you know that if there was a bona fide witch here and you put out 30 hosts or even 1,000 hosts and only one was consecrated, they would know immediately which one was consecrated because of the presence? And yet you will go to X amount of conferences, X amount of prayer meetings, X amount of time with our prayer partner, but we don't have the desire to be one with the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ Himself in the Most Blessed Sacrament. These Last Days Ministries is on the internet at www.tldm.org. We have the prophecies of Our Lady of the Roses, the directives from heaven, miraculous pictures, this radio program, and actual recordings of the messages, and much, much more. Be sure to visit us on the internet at www.tldm, which stands for These Last Days Ministries, .org. And now we again return to the Bayside Prophecy as Veronica sees another vision of terrorist.
Well, I see two men. I don't know if they're Muslims. They have a different color skin, but they're not exactly black. Now, they are walking through a building, and they're carrying with them now bags, but the bags are extra large, which makes it most suspicious. In those bags, they are carrying all of the implements of destruction. Oh, I can see now they're pointing across the street, and I recognize the Empire State Building. Oh, no. My child, they will choose the Empire State Building to bring more notoriety to the world. We have other things to discuss, my child, before the evening is over. I want the world to know now that we will no longer tolerate the murders of the unborn. The Eternal Father finds that children he had great plans for, to bring the true faith to the world and to save his son's church. They have been murdered in the womb. Satan is the father of all liars, and many reasons are given for abortion. And even now in our convents, they are going about consoling women who are about to have abortions, whereas they do not tell them the truth that they are murderers and they are mothers who will murder their own children. The Eternal Father set up women not to be priests and not to be murderers, but to be with the head of a household, a guiding light for their children. Each child to the Eternal Father is a pure blessing upon mankind. But all this has been lost in the name of modernism. If modesty reigns in your country, there are many reasons why the Eternal Father feels that it is now time to do something about all of these abnormalities. My child and my children, you will keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your country and Canada and the world, for soon you will understand that at the helm of all this disaster shall stand the Eternal Father, warning and warning, sending throughout the world warnings for many years. And what good did it do? But a handful, according to heaven's estimates, only a handful have accepted the messages from heaven. My child and my children, my mother has been going throughout the world. She is crying tears of pity upon mankind, for she knows the whole program ahead. You, my child, Veronica, will continue to gain strength, and you will be here at the next vigil, because at that time you are going to have many fleeing from their homes. The Eternal Father feels that it is only in this way that he can save the souls of the children and the unborn. Now, my child, you will sit back and take 3 more photographs. These you can reveal. While we gave out the roses and the rose petals, Our Lady and Jesus and Saint Teresa were standing by the trees all this time. I noted them as we were talking here and examining the pictures. But Our Lady now is, I must say, that Our Lady is beautiful this evening too. Among all the beauties that we've seen this evening, Our Lady's gown is just exquisite. And Our Lady, many people ask, you know, what does she look like? How can I describe her? She has features that are just not of this world. The beauty and the light that comes from her face and her eyes, and the light that seems to just exude from her body all throughout the sky. It lights up the sky over us for a large area of, I would say, at least 20 feet, extending way behind us there. Now, our lady is pointing up. Now, she's coming closer to the trees now. And our lady, and I see Jesus, he's standing over there still by the trees on our right side. And Saint Teresa is directly over the statue. Saint Teresa is standing there, and her gown, she has a long gown on. It goes beyond her shoes. I can't see her shoes. Her gown is very modest. And she has on a beautiful cream-colored cape. And it's quite windy, and they actually are floating. Now, Our Lady is floating over next to Teresa, and she is touching now her finger to her lips. My child and my children, I must ask you this evening to remember that there are many messages that have not been read by all. It has been 18 earth years since I first appeared here, and much has been given and much has been forgotten. Therefore, we ask all of our children to obtain copies of the back messages from heaven, because we are now in repetition. Because what can we say, my children and my child? If I could show you what is in store for mankind, you too would be shedding tears of sorrow. Our Lady is crying. It must be very serious. Our Lady is crying. And Saint Teresa now is going over and placing her hand upon Our Lady's shoulder. And Teresa is crying too. Now Teresa is turning and touching her finger to her lips. Veronica, we will be here for the rest of the evening until the last person leaves the grounds. There is no time in heaven as you calculate it upon earth. Therefore, everyone who has come this evening shall leave with grace. There will be many cures this evening.
You have just heard part of the Bayside Prophecies given on October 1st, 1988. The complete prophecy in printed form is available free. Just call 616-698-6448 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan 49331. And now we have the latest news from Our Lady of the Roses Shrine from Veronica Lucan's former secretary and close personal friend, Mrs. Ann Ferguson. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners once again. Now, my first testimony here is from, the party is in Greece, but she's from the Philippines. To Our Lady's workers, I am very thankful what I have received from you, especially the material that led my real way. I received the scapula, the rose petals. I want to share with you the most miraculous experience. Last summer, it was in July, I was suffering from appendicitis. I was supposed to have an operation, as the doctor said, but then my friend gave me the rose petal from Our Lady of the Roses Shrine, which you sent to her. Every day I prayed 15 decades of the rosary, and I put the rose petal where my pain was. And on the day I was going to be operated on, it suddenly disappeared. I am crying with overjoyment because it really helped me and healed me. Since then, I now always keep the rose petal in my pocket. Would you kindly send me some more rose petals? I am now in Greece, but send it to my address below in the Philippines. Thank you very much. And that's signed. Now I have another party from Michigan. Pardon me. When my granddaughter was living in Hawaii, as her husband was in the Marines at that time. She had one girl and two boys then. She was beginning to doubt Bayside. Her boys were both having earaches. They were 1 and 2 years old. She was praying for her boys as they were crying a lot. She smelt roses, and as she went to the drawer where she had rose petals from Our Lady of the Roses shrine, and when she opened it up, the rose aroma was very strong. She put the petals on their ears, and in 20 minutes they went to sleep, slept all night, and no more earaches. And then that is signed. Now I have another party here, and she's from Florida. My sister sent me rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary, about a month ago. I knew she sent it for my husband, so that he might believe. But when I received it, I didn't feel this was for him. So I was led to give it to a friend of mine, a man, a family man of three. When I did give him the rose petal, he welled up with tears and shook all over and said he saw the face of Jesus on the rose petal. He went to church that very day and prayed, for that was the first time he went to church in 24 years. He took his wife and 10-year-old son with him. What a miracle and blessing from Jesus and our Blessed Mother. Would you please send me more information and literature and petals from Our Lady of the Roses? There are so many people in Pensacola, Florida, who are in deep need of spiritual help. Thank you with all my heart. And that is signed. Now, Gary, may Jesus and Mary shower you and your family with many blessings, and your listeners also, with many graces and blessings in the new year. Thank you. That's all I have today.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson. All of us here at These Last Days wish each and every listener a holy, happy, and safe new year. Thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.